I brave enough? Am I strong enough to follow the desire that burns from within? What's up, y'all? Happy Monday, everybody. My Mondays always get a little bit happier when I hit this last half hour, and I'm joined by my good friend in broadcasting, Dom Salvia. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Monday at 3:30, we do a little segment that we like to call In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia. Thanks so much for being here, Dom. Happy Monday, brother.
Hey, Maggie Dawn. Happy Monday to you. A pleasure to be with you in, what, just over 2 weeks to this next election. Can't wait, baby.
Well, I'll get the exact election countdown clock. I do have one of them because why would I not have one of them? So we've got, let's see, 14 days, 9 hours, 24 minutes, and 26 seconds. Yes, it is coming. I'm going to be voting tomorrow. Are you an early voter now?
You know, I have been, but I think I'm going to go. I haven't really prepared this time. So I'm just going to go and do the regular voting on the day and get the action. The feel and the smell and the vibe, right.
Well, folks, early voting starts here in Wisconsin tomorrow. If you're looking for information about being a voter in November, you want to learn more about it, the logistics, what exact information you got to make sure that you include, all of that and so much more. Me and Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, have got you covered tomorrow night. Civic Media's Making Your Vote Count 2024 special from 6 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. That'll be me and Dan.
Nice.
Yeah, check that out. In case, you know, you need a couple of tips, Dom, maybe you should take a note.
I might have to tune into that, Maggie Dawn. We could all use a couple of tips from you and Dan, certainly.
Yeah, and it should be fun. And of course, Civic Media's got your voter guide that you can find at civicmedia.us/voter guide, because we've got every single state legislative race covered in that voter guide from both the Assembly and the House. We got new maps, everybody. So you're going to want to pay special attention to that. But Dom, in case you missed it, for all of our great listeners out there, I thought we could start with the Eric Hovde, Tammy Baldwin debate. My friend, did you get a chance to check it out?
I did some of the article reading and some of the highlighting. I was out of town. I went to Cincinnati this weekend, Maggie Dawn. They had
road tripping.
Blink Cincinnati. They had projection mapping. You know, they lit up half of downtown. They closed it down. There was art. There were vendors. It was just a whole lot of fun. So I didn't get to see it live, but I did see some of the reporting, and I did hear some of the cuts. And let me just say, Tammy did not disappoint, and Hovde was everything I thought he would be.
Yeah. Folks, I'm going to give you, I think I have what Hovde came off as, like, nailed. I think I distilled it down, and I want to get everybody's feedback to what my sort of breakdown of what is going on with this guy. He talks strangely. It's like both smug but oddly ill-informed and devoid of details. It's a real trick to pull off smug and condescending while actually demonstrating very little substantive knowledge of issues.
But
Eric Hovde does it. Yes.
Pulls it off like a pro, Maggie.
Yeah. Very, very low information voter and candidate there in that, Mr. Hovde. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you all think? I think it was a drubbing by the senator. And did you hear this, Dom? He had committed to attend like a high school debate forum with Senator Baldwin today. Again, not an official, you know, WBA hosted debate, but right. It was going to be a forum. They were going to ask him questions, and he no-showed it. Like, he no-showed the high school forum today.
What?
Pathetic.
Come on, man. I guess he's just taking cues from his orange leader, who has been no-showing the NRA, 60 Minutes, backing out of all sorts of interviews these days.
Because he can't hold a thought, but apparently he can hold a thought if it's about his own private parts for a considerable amount of time.
Or someone others, yes. Very,
oh,
very
my goodness.
Intriguing conversations, really enlightening the audience, and really, you know, in the last couple of weeks of this election, really bringing it home, the importance of this election.
Yeah, a real elevated debate about deep thinking on difficult, nuanced policy issues or discussions about people's private parts.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Donald Trump. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you think of the Tammy Baldwin, Eric Hovde debate? Dom, it looks like we've got Angie from Monroe on the line.
Angie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, and I like watching Tammy. She knows what she's talking about. These Republicans have no clue. It's just amazing to me. And I just wanted to mention, I just ordered a Handmaid's Tale outfit for the week until voting day, and I'm going to wear it around my town and just walk around with it. And I've also posted on my Facebook site that anybody who needs a ride, especially if they live in the country that need to vote, I'm offering free rides around Monroe. So, yeah, I just thought maybe other people might want to share that idea to offer some rides in their community.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Angie from Monroe, offering rides. You might be able to find Angie from Monroe on Facebook if you need a ride.
You'll see her walking around in the Handmaid's
Tale.
You know,
outfit.
Angie, make sure we get people out to vote because you might be needing that costume. Maybe it becomes a uniform come next year. Just saying.
Your required work attire. It's called being pregnant. That's your required work attire. Just ask old J.D. Vance. But Dom, this is the thing that kind of... He was so bad. Again, smug, condescending, aggressive, but weird aggressive. Kept talking about Tammy Baldwin's partner.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a mutual fund manager. Like, dude, why don't you address your own conflicts of interest instead of trying to invent them because her partner has a job? Like, it's just so, so hypocritical. Again, really nailed, Mr. Hovde did, the art of demonstrating very little knowledge of anything, yet being rude, insufferable, and condescending all at the same time. What did you all think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Terry from Cross Plains saying this. Maggie, he had no idea what was in the farm bill. This is what I'm talking about, Terry. Newsflash, Hovde, we're in the dairy state. We've got some farms here. We need an ad with the soundbite of him saying that. Well, Terry, thank you so much. Why don't we take a little listen to that ditty from Eric Hovde on Friday? Cal, this is going to be cut number 6, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
We're going to talk about farming, and let's go to a ditty.
Congress has failed to approve a new farm bill, which expired at the end of last month. This puts funding at risk for agricultural subsidies paid to Wisconsin farmers and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps. What will it take for each of you to vote on a new farm bill? Mr. Hovde, you have 60 seconds.
Well, I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time, so I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill. But one of the problems I have with a lot of the farm bills is they're masquerading as farm bills, and while they address some of the needs of farmers, a lot of the bills are just funding big corporations that have nothing to do with farming. So I have a great concern about that, and I think farm bills need to get back for farmers. Let me tell you what I hear from farmers, because if you drive around the state, you see Hovde signs on literally almost every farm, and I've been on so many different farms. And what are they talking about? Regulations constantly, the kind of regulations that Senator Baldwin and her
Cal,
allies
you can wrap this up.
On one of the big ones that they're very.
So, first of all, doesn't he sound weirdly like Trump? Like, oh, there's Trump signs. I mean, Hovde signs on all the farms. I know lots of farmers. They all love me. Regulations. That was Hovde's like one line throughout the debate. He just kept talking about regulations. I got two things to say about that. Again, regulations protect regular people. They help keep our food chain safe, our drinking water safe, our air clean. We all deserve that. Should we be looking at regulations to make them more efficient and effective? Of course. But you're not answering the question, Eric. The question was about the farm bill, which is basically a major funding package. Like, that's what it is. You don't know anything about that, dude? I'd say, yeah, I'm with Terry from Cross Plains. That is disqualifying. We live in a farm state.
Well, and he's very concerned, which I find a little ironic, about what? Corporations. That's the big corporations. Hovde is the little guy speaking up, fighting back against the big corporations. And thank you for bringing up the regulation, sir. You know, this is a dairy state, and I lived out in the country for a while. One thing we certainly do not want is country beef gravy getting into our water supply, man. I don't think anybody wants that, and we're not going to have that unless we have regulation. And perhaps some of that regulation should be directed more towards those large farms. Yep, they different challenges than your small family farms. So certainly we could look at efficiencies in that regard. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that those things are regulated so we do have clean drinking water.
I had Chris Alfheim on the show on Friday. She's running for State Senate District 18. She had a much more nuanced answer. She talked about herself growing up on a farm and the need to support local family-owned farms, the need to provide farmers with the ability to try to manage their herds, but that we do have to address things like runoff and water pollution, yeah, while also addressing the needs of that farmers have for water, for irrigation. She went through a whole list of things, you know, an actual stinking answer instead of some random nonsense. Folks, my special guest host with me our on today's episode or segment of In Case You Missed It is, of course, Dom Salvia. We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I think we've got Tom from Jackson up next. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi. I listened to the debate on your network, and at least this thing on the radio, I know that Tammy made a lot of good points, but I thought to listen to her voice over the air, she seemed tired, really kind of off the mark, where he seemed more alert and more sharp, and just he sounded better. It was a disappointing thing to listen to. I mean, I think she made the better points in the end, especially afterwards when Todd and the other guy summarize what was said, it made more sense, but it was I don't think she changed many minds or able to be changed, sadly.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Tammy Baldwin has never been what I would call a powerful speaker. That is not, it's sort of like Tony Evers, right? Remember the Evers Michaels debate? Like, Michaels is a CEO. He's got, frankly, the slickster-ishness of that. I kind of view the Hovde-Baldwin debate in the same way. It challenges us, I think, as citizens, as voters, to listen to what they're saying and less how they're saying
right.
it. Because again, I agree with you, Tom. Tammy never been a real strong orator. She's not a big charismatic, big talker. And Hovde's whole thing is bluster. I mean, I have distilled down Hovde. I think I actually have my finger on his essence. I'm going to share that with all of you when we come back. What was your take on the overall just, again, feeling or styling of the debate, Dom?
Well, I agree to a point with Senator Baldwin. She's always been able to deliver. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She delivers for the state. She follows up and does what she says she's going to do. But I would say the same thing. She's never been a powerful speaker of the type that's going to entertain and enlighten and really get you going. That's just not Tammy Baldwin's style. And when you compare it to the former CEO, I mean, the guy's in his own commercials, you know, out west. So, yeah, we kind of have that. He's very Trumpy in that regard, as you mentioned. Maybe Trump light, not nearly as perhaps adled as Donald Trump, but certainly has that showman bluster that actually, frankly, for me, comes off as fake.
Yeah, he comes off very fake and very low information. I'll give you my distilled down essence of the man that is Eric Hovde when we come back on In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll take your calls and text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.